celebrating 100 years of trading. Emery's Timber and Builders Merchants. Sponsors Morlinks Mid-Morning Show.
So we're live at Leek Butter and Trestle Market. It just has been officially opened. It's officially open now. Good morning. If you're coming down, come and say hello to us. Tony is wandering around with his microphone and he's caught up with Karen Bradley. Hi, Tony.
I have, guys. Thanks very much. Good morning, Karen Bradley, MP.
Good morning.
Now, I've seen you maybe a couple of times since the big night that you got re-elected, but it's projects like this that make you want to return, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Look, when we got the money from the Shared Prosperity Fund allocated to Leek to spend, it was 17 million. We've never had that much money given to us anywhere in the Moorlands. And, you know, for Brough Park, for the Nicholson Institute, and then for here in the Trestle Market and the Butter Market, it's a really, really important investment. And I think you can see today, well worth the money.
It's just a marvellous transformation, isn't it? And they've managed to keep it as traditional as they can, but also bring a green element to it, which obviously is going to please the likes of Joe Porter and people like that.
Look, I think the important thing here is, as you say, we've kept the best bits, the traditional bits. It feels like the Trestle Market, feels like the Butter Market, but it's updated. It's that smart, modern look. You know, we want visitors to come to the town to enjoy our markets, indoor and out. We want to make sure that we've got somewhere welcoming for them. And the fact that this space is that flexible and they can use it for other activities is really important.
It really is important to have places like this because it just gives an element of different for the culture, the arts, comedy, that kind of thing, and the fact that you've got food and drink, it just makes it a great venue.
Look, we have to attract people to our high streets, and Leek has so much to offer. You know, what I'm now looking for is to make sure that we do the same in Cheadle, and we do the same in Biddle, and we do the same in our villages, and we make sure we've got reasons for people to come and visit. I did a whole year of reasons to visit the Moorlands. I couldn't include the Butter Market in that, could I, at the time? I can now.
You certainly can. So how difficult is it going to be, though, to get that investment into the likes of Cheadle and Biddulph, given the change of government, given the fact that money's tight?
Look, I will carry on working as hard as I ever have. It was really hard to get this money last time. You know, we worked our socks off, really lobbying ministers, making sure they understood just how important this was to the community. And I will, you know, always do the same. What funding will be available will be a matter for the government, and I can't speak for them, I'm afraid.
But it's nice, isn't it, that you see all parties come together, because this project started under a Conservative administration, it was finished under a Labour administration, but seems to be celebrated across the parties.
Yeah, because this is a community asset. This is something that's important for the people of Leek and the Moorlands, and that's why, you know, if you're in politics for the right reason, you're there to do the best for the people that you represent. And that doesn't have a party political stripe to it. It's just doing the best for people.
Right, I need to bring you, ask you the hot topic, really, which is obviously the amalgamation of a couple of authorities into a super North Staffordshire authority. It's not gone down well with a lot of people across the Moorlands.
I'm totally opposed to it. I think, you know, throughout my whole time of being the Member of Parliament and a candidate before that, and we're coming up for 19 years of me doing this, I have been opposed to anything that saw us subsumed into some sort of greater Stoke. And it's not because I've got any problem with Stoke-on-Trent. It's a great city, and I want Stoke to succeed. But the fact is that if we have a local authority, which is Staffordshire Moorland, Newcastle-under-Lyme and Stoke amalgamated, we'll be drowned out. I mean, we just won't be heard. And the decisions that matter to the people of the Moorlands won't be taken by people in the Moorlands. They'll be taken by people from the city who don't understand our topography. I mean, I've just before this come from a call about the banking situation here in Leek, where, you know, we really understand that the closure of the NatWest and the Halifax has a different implication for us than it would if it was a closure in the city. Because in the city there are buses. I'm not saying they're brilliant, but there are buses, and it's not that far to travel. But you try and get to Hanley or to Congleton or somewhere, or Ashbourne, to do your banking. It's nigh on impossible. So, you know, I think people need to understand we are different here in the Moorlands. We are so proud of the Moorlands. And we don't want to lose that local identity. We've got 56 people elected in the Staffordshire Moorlands to represent the people of Staffordshire Moorlands and make decisions for them. I don't want to see that lost.
If you look at the metropolitan mayor system, you've got Ben Outing up in Teesside, you've got Andy Burnham, say, in Manchester. Both have got tremendous reputations. So a metropolitan mayor can be a good thing.
In the right area and where it works, yes, but you've got to think about the size of those areas. Look, Stoke-on-Trent tried a mayor, didn't go down very well, did it? you know, we're not looking at an area the size of the North East or Greater Manchester. Greater Manchester is what? Several million people? We'd be talking 400,000 or 500,000. It's simply not big enough to be able to get that investment and that development in. So I'm very sceptical about any idea of, you know, a metro mayor for North Staffordshire. My fear is we end up with a metro mayor for sort of the whole of the North Midlands, Leicestershire, you know, Staffordshire, Shropshire, Derbyshire and Nottinghamshire have already got one, of course. So, you know, I fear that we end up, and then we're even more subsumed and we're even more forgotten. What I want to make sure is that the decisions that affect the people of the Moorlands are taken here in the Moorlands by Moorlanders, elected by Moorlanders, who understand what this area is like and what we need. And I'm afraid that the proposals that I've seen put forward elsewhere simply don't give us that.
But it looks as if national government has the ability to impose these things on an area. What are you going to do, and the people that I know are numerous, that are working alongside you to really reject what's on offer?
Look, I will do everything I possibly can. The reality is that, you know, the Labour government have 411 MPs out of 650. That gives them pretty much untrammelled power. They can do pretty much anything they want. But it'd be very foolish to do something that was so totally unpopular that would actually cost them seats at the next election. So I hope we can make them see some sense and recognise that actually the Moorlands is a unique place. We need to keep our unique identity. We need to keep those locally elected decisions, the local elected people making the decisions for us.
As an MP, how difficult is it when you've got such a lot going on in the world, Ukraine, Donald Trump, intervention, outspoken, sometimes not getting the facts all right. And then you've got something hyper-local like you've got now. How do you juggle it?
You just have to find the time and do so. You know, it's really interesting because actually last week I was having dinner with the Ukrainian MP, Lesia Vasilenko, who was on Question Time last night talking about the situation in Ukraine. I met her so that we could have a chat about, you know, conversation about what we could do in the UK Parliament to support her and what could we do to influence across the world with friends that we have across the world, because you do have that privilege as a Member of Parliament. But at the same time, I was telling her all about how we don't want a North Staff's combined authority. So, you know, it's all local, really.
Well, I suppose it is, isn't it? But, I mean, how do you as an MP, do you sort of put your head in your hands when you see all this global conversation going on, Donald Trump having his say over absolutely everything? Do you sometimes put your head in your hands and say, please don't?
Well, look, I'm not going to speak for the President of the United States. He does enough for himself. All I know is that my job is to represent the people of Staffordshire Moorlands in Westminster. That is a national job. It is an international job. It's not a. It's but it's also a very local job, and that's why it's so important to be here today at things like this and to be meeting constituents and making sure that, you know, for example, I've got a pensioners' fair in a month's time, 28th of March. Put it in your diary. Trinity Church, 10 till 12 in Leek. It'd be great to see people there and come and see what support's available to the older people in our community, because you know, all of this matters.
And the people across the Moorlands need to keep their eyes on social media to see what the movement against this move to a North Staffordshire combined authority. I suppose you're going to have loads planned.
We do, and there's a petitions you can sign online. So No to Stoke is a petition you can go and do. You can get to it through my website. You can also look on Facebook. There's all sorts of, I know, community sites that have been set up, etc. So, you know, get involved and have your say. Because if you sit back and say, oh, well, what will be, then I'm afraid it will be imposed on us and we won't have a say. I need your support, actually. If you're listening to this and you're opposed, get in touch and let me know so that we can make sure your voice is heard too.
Karen, thanks as ever. Thank you. Cheers. Back to you guys.